This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're joined by Mr. Dave Kinney, the co-founder and executive director at Emergo Recovery, along with Susan Kinney, who is the co-founder and director of therapeutic wellness at Emergo Recovery. Emergo Recovery is a private residential recovery and wellness center focused on a brain-first approach with over 30 years of experience in human development. Mr. Kinney pioneered Actualize Recovery, an integrative brain-first approach to lasting recovery. And Mr. Kinney, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, I'm excited to share a few ideas and learn from you as well. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today in all regards. So for starters, tell us, can someone really optimize their brain? And if so, how? We'd love to hear some details on that.
That's a great question. And actually, one of the first things that introduced me to neuroscience was a book by Dr. Daniel Amen, a leading neuropsychiatrist in the United States. It runs the Amen Clinics, and the book is Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. And fundamentally, as an educator, I saw kids struggling, and for a few years I was saying, why can't we change a brain? And when I saw this and then read his book, the first thing is, wow, you can actually do that. You can actually change how a brain works and fires and functions, and we can all do that. So that's called, the science of that's called neuroplasticity, and neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to change how it functions, and we actually have that and have had that throughout our human evolution. So yes, we can create a better brain.
And that is definitely good news. Now, how does the brain health or brain dysfunction impact our life? Get into some of those details.
Well, a brain dysfunction is a brain that just isn't firing. If you think about the brain, you've got two hemispheres, kind of two computers that operate separately but should communicate together, and they should operate in balance and in harmony. But when one of them takes over, we get it in an imbalanced state. And so in a simple terms, the nervous system has the parasympathetic dominant, which is someone who's more emotionally frozen, and somebody sympathetic dominant, somebody who might be a little more in a stress state. We've called that fight or flight. And we can see that not only in when we do brain imaging, we have neurotechnology, we use the EEGs, and we can see a brain that is in an imbalanced state, but also we can see it even in behaviorally. ADD, ADHD, people who have been diagnosed with that have a hard time concentrating and focus. We have seen that the frontal lobe, and we see that with Dr. Amen's work and our work and others, where the frontal lobe is grossly overactive, and really it helps when the brain is in a more calm, balanced state, not when fight or flight is running the show, because that's when we're in a high stress state, anger, rage, slamming doors, you know, even road rage. Or somebody who's more emotionally frozen, parasympathetic, dominant, anxiety issues, can't leave the house, can't leave their bedroom, more emotionally frozen. And that is related to brain function. And I'm not talking about brain chemistry. I'm talking about how the brain actually works.
Interesting details right there. Now, I'm sure we have listeners that would fall into this category, and really practically it affects everyone, and that is stress. What can one do if they feel stress or have a lot of stress in their lives or at their workplace?
Well, I mean, I think the power of education for all of us. I mean, and what we're learning in neuroscience in the last 10 or 15 years has been phenomenal. Even neuroplasticity has only been around and recognized in the world of science for about 20 years. But there's also something called neurogenesis. Neurogenesis is our brain's ability to create new cells or new neurons. So not only can we change how it functions or fires, we can also have a bigger brain. And we do know from Marion Diamond's work, she was a neuroscientist, amazing woman in the 60s, that the brain loves to be in an enriched environment. And in her studies with rats, closest brain to us humans, but she showed in rats how brain or rats that were in an impoverished environment alone and by themselves and no stimulation, their brains shrank in size And then the rats, conversely, in an enhanced environment, had friends, had social things, tunnels, toys. They actually, their brains grew in size, and that's you know, the combination of neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. And we humans can do that through our social connections, but also the brain loves oxygen. So exercise and movement is wonderful for a brain. If you're having a hard time in the afternoon at work, go for a walk, walk the stairs, go outside, move your body, breathe oxygen. The brain loves good food, and we practice a paleo-type diet. Chris Kresser has a great book, The Paleo Cure, Dr. Perlmutter's work on grain-brain. And then you've got Dr. Deutsch's work on neuroplasticity. So the brain loves good whole foods. So vegetables, fruits, good fats. I'm talking about avocado fats, coconut oils, olive oils. It loves good fats, not a seed oil, and also water. And the brain loves that. So oxygen is important. Food and nutrition is important. And sleep. The brain really does require 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And one of the things that we've learned in neuroscience is in our system when we sleep, our brain actually washes itself out and takes the toxins out at night. It's like a little car wash inside for our brain. And so that's part of that brain fog, is when we're not getting enough sleep. And so sleep is also critical to help and enhance brain function.
Some really helpful information. Really enjoyed your input here so far today. We're joined by Mr. Dave Kinney, the co-founder and executive director at Emergo Recovery, a private residential recovery and wellness center focused on a brain-first approach here on eHealth Radio's Brain Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us that lots of people suffer from sleep issues and insomnia. You mentioned sleep earlier. Can a brain-healthy lifestyle help in this?
100%. Absolutely, Eric. And, you know, it's understanding, again, what do we need to do? And good sleep patterns don't happen when I put my head on a pillow. We haven't set ourselves up for sleep. Our bodies and our brains need to do certain things. So first of all, you got to pay attention to what you're eating and what you're drinking. The brain really doesn't like sugar. Caffeine restricts blood flow. So you've got to be really careful about that. I would limit that anytime after about noon on, because you don't want to stimulate the brain. But in the evening, eat earlier. Eat at 5:36, because your digestion is working to process food, and your heart is going to pump harder and faster so for your digestion. And if you eat at 8, 9 o'clock at night and then try to go to bed, that's actually counterintuitive to what you want. You want to be in a relaxed state and to have processed that. So eat earlier. And most importantly, be aware of technology today. The technology, phones, tablets, televisions, computers, they actually send a blue light, and it flashes, and it goes into our eye, and it tricks our brain and actually stops the natural melatonin that our brain is supposed to produce, which begins to make us feel sleepy and tired. So we talk about the last 2 hours before bed, but certainly the last hour before bed. Shut down your technology if you have to, and I mean absolutely have to. Wear a pair of very high-end, very high-quality blue light glasses, but that's still not even preferred. Turn the technology off. Treat yourself for the last hour. Connect with your family or read. Sudoku, great brain game, by the way, or something like that, where you're off of technology. And even instead of just setting an alarm to wake up, we coach and teach set an alarm to go to bed. So if you want to be asleep by 10, set your alarm for 9. And when the alarm goes at 9, that's it. You prepare. And we call it bookending the day. You've got to have a PM routine and an AM routine. And by setting that up, your body, you will naturally reset your circadian rhythm to sleep at night. And also, Eric, we should be sleeping in a very dark room because the skin actually absorbs light too. So if we have clocks and things that glow lights, red lights, blue lights, That's not good for us because we're picking that up and our body doesn't understand that it's nighttime. So make your room as dark as possible, as quiet as possible, and cooler. Our body actually likes to sleep in a cooler place than a warm place.
And that information certainly sounds good to me, good stuff. And maybe a bad question, but how important overall is brain health?
I think it's a great question. Brain health is where it all starts. Brain drives behavior. And if you think about that, brain drives behavior. When we have a thought, that's the result of a brain. And when a brain's in an imbalanced state, we can have a lot of ants or automatic negative thoughts, as Dr. Amen teaches us. But an automatic negative thought comes from a brain that's really not in a balanced state. We all get them. We get about 80,000 thoughts a day. But we get a lot more negative thoughts when our brain is in a dysfunctioned state. But if brain drives behavior, here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how do you do in your job? How's your sleep? How's your digestion? Because that's the autonomic nervous system run by the brain. How are your relationships? How do you handle stress in your life? By the way, stress is not good for a brain. That's a whole other topic. How much money or debt do you have? How's your living environment? Is it in chaos? And if it is, that's probably a sign that your brain is in a chaotic state as well. So brain drives behavior. And if you really want to live a good life, you need to really learn about what the brain thrives on and create a brain-healthy lifestyle.
Mr. Kinney, really great to have had you with us covering brain health. I can't thank you enough for what you do in this space and for joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, just learn to love your brain. And really, it's that simple. When you learn, we all learned about how important movement is and food is to our bodies, and no one's ever taught us about our brain, and it is that important. Our brain is involved in every aspect of our life. So please, learn to love your brain.
And certainly appreciate all the bonus advice and concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on Emergo Recovery or to be in touch in some way, where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, it'd be at our website, and that's Emergo Recovery. Emergo is Latin. It means to emerge or to rise above. That's what we like to do here, and it's Emergo Recovery. .com, or they could call us or text us at 249-877-8776. And also I'm on LinkedIn and various other places.
Again, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and all the best, and really appreciate your time here on the program.
Thanks, Eric, and wishing you a brain healthy day.
And that sounds like a fantastic plan. We've been speaking with Mr. Dave Kinney, the co-founder and executive director at Emergo Recovery, a private residential recovery and wellness center focused on a brain-first approach. And for all the details, visit EmergoRecovery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.